The Cauldron of Creation. Sit in a comfortable position, relax and quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and imagine you are breathing in a beautiful silvery violet light. The light fills your body and swirls around you like a mist. The mist lifts, and you see you are standing on a beach at midnight, looking out to sea. The waters stretch away toward the horizon, and there is a gentle swell that gives little hint of the sea's restrained power and mysterious depths. A full moon, like a gleaming pearl, sheds its light over the vast expanse of the sea, creating a path of dancing silver lights on the water that leads right up to where you are standing. Your feet are bare, and you are aware of the cold, sharp stones beneath them. You listen to the waves sucking at the pebbles as they draw back from the shore, and then crash as they break once again a few feet from where you stand, spraying you with foam. Taste the tang of salt water on your face and inhale deep draughts of the sea air. You start to count the wavelets as they break on the beach. 1, 2, 3. When 9 waves have passed, you find yourself floating effortlessly across the waves. Out of the corner of your eyes, you are aware of shimmering shapes as if the people of the waves are making themselves visible to you. And you may even hear the sibilant whispers and laughter of the mermen and merwomen, the merrows and the selkie folk. Before too long, you arrive at the shore of an island, and you know that it is Kaya City, the fairy island of Anun. You appear to be all alone, but there are voices on this isle, soft voices that accompany you with low chanting as you walk as if in a dream through an orchard of apple trees glowing silver in the moonlight to its innermost secret heart. Here you discover a clearing in the centre of which stands an immense cauldron, the cauldron of Anun, dark blue and rimmed with pearls. Around the cauldron is a circle of 9 standing stones made of white, gleaming quartz. You can almost feel the electrical quality that emanates from them and almost hear the ultrasonic hum of energy they emit. As if sensing your presence, the white stones suddenly begin to move, and the next moment they are no longer stones, but become 9 guardians, hooded and still. You realize they must be the 9 sisters of Kaya City, primordial priestesses as ancient as the moon. 9 faces gaze at you, darkly beautiful with almond-shaped eyes. The tallest, speaking without words, challenges your right to be here, and you search for the right answer. And it comes unbidden, as it has always come, the password to ancestral memory. I am a child of earth and of starry heaven, but my race is of heaven alone. This ye know yourselves. And lo, I am parched with thirst, and I perish. Give to me the knowledge flowing forth from the cauldron of memory. If your request is granted, one of the ninefold sisterhood comes forward and dips her hand into the cauldron. She anoints your brow in a spiral pattern, then sprinkles 3 drops on your eyes and on your lips. This has the effect of a window opening in your mind, as if you can see more clearly with crystalline vision. And now the ninefold begins softly to hum an unearthly chant and start to move sinuously in a mesmerizing dance around the cauldron, swirling about like diaphanous strands of mist. Their voices rise higher and the cauldron begins to glow and expand. As they spin more and more swiftly, they turn from maidens into crones. 9 ancient hags with flying grey hair that stir the whirlpool of the cosmic sea with long and bony fingers, turning the mill wheel of space and time to grind out the stuff of creation from the ceaseless energy of the void. Their voices rise in a roaring torrent of sound which rises to crescendo as the cauldron revolves, faster and faster, spinning around until it is no longer a vessel but a whirling vortex of effulgent light. And in the center, 2 dragons, red and white, writhe in furious combat, as the 2 are cast out from the 1 in the perpetual dance of attraction and repulsion, never ending until all the world shall cease. This is the cauldron of Anun, the cauldron of rebirth, of the Arwen, the flowing spirit that surges up from the abyss to be uttered in the sound of creation that is the primal breath of all that lives and dies and is reborn on earth. And now up from the cauldron gushes a fountain of light, rising higher and higher in a radiant column reaching to the heavens. And from the bowl of night, the circling constellations pour down an answering river of light and come streaming down to meet it. You gaze upward to watch these ascending and descending streams of light that spiral up and down in ceaseless motion. Sometimes they seem as great winged beings of light, ascending and descending a spiral stairway, and sometimes as 2 luminous serpent shapes, weaving a double helix pattern of creation. Then the dance stops as suddenly as it began. The streams of light subside, and the song of creation is stilled. A tall, graceful woman dressed in midnight blue robes enters into the circle. Morgan, the Lady of Anun. Smiling, she beckons you forward to gaze into the cauldron of creation. Within its depths, you see the infinite ocean of probabilities, where swirl the etheric waters of potential reality, countless waves of possibilities waiting to be brought to shore by the tides of time. You may become aware of things past that are dissolving away, and many cycles trembling on the verge of becoming. The cauldron is also a mirror of your own subconscious mind. And so you also see swirling within all your dreams, fantasies, and illusions. Some may be negative and fearful, others full of hope and positive energy. The choice is yours as to which dreams to nurture into being and which to let dissolve back into the flowing waters. And now the surface of the cauldron becomes utterly still, and all is profoundly silent and calm, like a vast ocean of peace. You know you are witnessing the underlying stillness behind all the turbulent motion of the world of appearances. Stay in this peaceful awareness as long as you like. And now the lady dips her hand into the water and brings up something from the depths. She offers it to you as a gift. Take it in your hands and ponder well upon its meaning. She may have words to say to you as well. When this experience feels complete, the waters within the cauldron start to wrinkle and move like the sea, while the rim of pearls become the white waves about its shores. You fall into its depths and fetch up on the shore where first you stood. Now open your eyes and come fully back to present time and space.